This piece was brought to you by Fairway Market, fairwaymarket.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Pleasure.
So when I think of St. Patrick's Day, I think of green-tinted beer and bagels, corned beef hash, and parades. But these traditions don't all come from Ireland, and in fact, they mean something pretty different over there. I'm on the line with Kristen Keneally, director of Ireland's Great Hunger Institute and professor of Quinnipiac University. Welcome, Christine.
Welcome to you. Thank you.
So, Christine, what are the differences between St. Patrick's Day here and for Irish Americans and St. Patrick's Day in Ireland?
In Ireland, it is a national holiday, and so people very much enjoy the day. There are parades, but they tend not to be as big as the parades here, I have to say. And in terms of what we eat, we don't really stick to any rigid menu, so we definitely don't eat corned beef and cabbage. That is not on our menu.
So we have a lot of green beer, green bagels, green, we tint the rivers green. But what does green mean? What does that signify in Ireland?
I think at this time of year, it means that spring is coming, which is always very nice. But we don't dye anything green. That tradition might be coming back into Ireland. But just like corned beef and cabbage, it's very much an Irish-American invention. And just as sometimes you might go to Ireland and you might see on the menu corned beef and cabbage, it's something that's originated in America and some people have brought back to Ireland. It's not the other way around. So those traditions which have originated here in America are coming back to Ireland, but they weren't brought into America.
And what's the origin of corned beef and cabbage?
Sorry, what is the origin?
Yeah.
Really, it's the immigrants who came to America in the 19th century. And obviously they wanted to commemorate St. Patrick's Day in some way. And for them, they were often very poor, and the cheapest food available would have been beef and cabbage. In Ireland, the equivalent would have been some form of pork, because there are so many more pigs in Ireland, and potatoes. So in Ireland, the poor would have eaten on St. Patrick's Day bacon and potatoes, probably. When they came to America, it made sense to have the cheapest food and delicious food, I have to say. So the equivalent here would have been beef and cabbage.
And I was reading somewhere about during the Irish potato famine that a couple of people didn't have enough food, so they were eating grass to try to survive. So that was a connotation with green in Ireland. What's the history behind that?
That's a very sad history. So because of Ireland's poverty, by the 19th century, about half of the people depended on potatoes as their subsistence food. So they had really nothing but potatoes. And unfortunately, in 1845, the potato crop failed. It failed again in 1846, 47, 48, 49. And that period is what we know as the famine or the great hunger. And people were so desperate because they had no food, they resorted to whatever they could get. They caught rabbits, frogs, anything. But again, people then became so desperate that they ate grass. That was all that was available to them. So in Irish folk memory, we talk about people dying with their mouths staying green, because that was the last thing they had to eat.
And was it that there was no food in Ireland, or was it that they didn't have access to it?
It was exactly what you say. They didn't have access to it. So even though the potato crop failed, other foodstuffs were being grown in Ireland. And tragically, lots of other foodstuffs were being exported from Ireland. So pigs, cattle, eggs, butter, whiskey, Guinness, all were being exported throughout the period we know as the Great Hunger. But people who were poor had no access to that food. So tragically, as they were dying from starvation, massive amounts of food was leaving Ireland.
Wow, that is a very different sentiment than our St. Patrick's Day that we experience today.
Yeah, I think what we should celebrate on St. Patrick's Day is the survival of Irish people and the survival of the Irish spirit. And we always love a good party, so it's a great day to have one.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Professor Keneally.
You're very welcome. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
You too.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.